This is a coastal story. Written and presented by Charlie Connolly. When Freddie Jackson, a furniture magnate from Leeds, bought the brigantine Lady of Avenel in 1933, she'd already had quite a career. Built as a schooner at Falmouth in 1874, the Lady of Avenel in her early years carried copper ore from Cornwall to Spain, brought fur and hides back from Newfoundland, and animal skins from Brazil. According to some sources, she was also briefly involved in illegal slave trading in West Africa. By 1920, re-rigged as a brigantine, she had come into the possession of the Scottish Spitsbergen Syndicate, set up to investigate the possibilities of coal mining on the Svalbard archipelago in the Norwegian Arctic. North went the Lady of Avenel, carrying a party of miners from Dunfermline, a dozen men used to long, gruelling shifts in the dark, finding themselves climbing mountains in the midnight sun. Back they travelled with positive news and two polar bear cubs for the zoo at Kustorfin. On her return from the Arctic, the Lady of Avenel was sold to Wilfred Dowman, who turned her into a training vessel at her home port of Falmouth. But when he bought the larger Cutty Sark for the same purpose, the lady was on the move again, and heading north again. By 1925, she had come into the possession of Frank Worsley, a polar explorer from New Zealand who had captained the Endurance on Ernest Shackleton's ill-fated expedition to Antarctica during the First World War. He'd been alongside Shackleton in the open rowing boat the James Caird on its miraculous 800-mile voyage to South Georgia, and alongside Shackleton and Tom Crean on the 36-hour walk to the whaling station there to organise the rescue of the stranded Endurance crew. Renamed the Iceland, north she went with Worsley, past Svalbard this time, onto Franz Josef Land, not seeing night for 3 months as the crew took soundings and corrected inaccurate charts. She reached nearly 82 degrees north, farther than any sailing vessel had ever been, before the encroaching pack ice and the dimming twilight of the polar night forced a turn for home. This was the last Arctic voyage by a sailing vessel, bringing to an end the near-mythical age of Franklin, Ross and Parry. The Iceland sailed into Leith, the polar explorers went ashore, and there she remained, for years. Eventually stripped of her deck fittings, interior fittings and deckhouse. Until Freddie Jackson came along. He saw something in the forlorn ship, bought her, and took her to the south coast to be refitted as his luxury yacht, a status symbol befitting the most successful furniture magnate in the north of England. The battered old Arctic veteran was reborn as a state-of-the-art vessel with all the latest innovations. The old timbers where Dunfermline miners and grizzled polar veterans had once slung their hammocks were lined with walnut and teak. Interconnecting telephones were placed in every cabin. There was even an electric winch for the anchor, which was pretty cutting edge for the time. By the time she was finished, the 99-foot vessel had cabins for 8 guests and accommodation for 12 crew. Jackson also restored her original name. She was the Lady of Avenel once again, the last brigantine in the world still flying a British flag. Freddie Jackson had big plans for his new plaything. In 1935, she was at Bridlington, being prepared for a voyage that would take her round Britain, then across the North Sea for a cruise around the Baltic. it was in Bridlington that strange things started happening. One night, the watchman, Tom Hutchinson, alone on board, noticed the oil lamps suddenly grow dim. All of them. All at once. He heard the angry whisper of a female voice, then watched, terrified, as the ghostly figure of a woman passed through the bulkhead in front of him, drifted silently across the cabin and out through the open door. For the rest of the night he heard doors opening and closing and footsteps on the deck and in the cabins. Hutchinson knew he was alone. He refused to set foot on the Lady of Avenel ever again. A local craftsman named Alf Wright was brought in to renovate the oak panelling in the main cabin, and said afterwards that he too often heard a woman's voice angrily telling him to leave my ship. He too was the only person on board at the time. Then, on May the 3rd, 1935, 2 days before the vessel was to depart for the Baltic, the boatswain, a 54-year-old Bridlington man named Ernest Musselwhite, who had been overseeing the renovations, died suddenly. It was 30 years to the day after the Lady of Avenel had docked for the first time at Bridlington, delivering Scottish granite to be used as rockery stone in the cemetery where Ernest Musselwhite would be buried. The Lady of Avenel remained at Bridlington for the next 2 years, until she was due to make a cruise across the North Sea to Norway. 2 days before that departure, Freddie Jackson died suddenly. The Lady of Avenel ended up at Poole in Dorset, unloved and rotting away on the foreshore. She'd been half scuttled there in 1939, when her new owner went off to war. But he never came back, and eventually the Lady of Avenel was destroyed by the Poole Harbour Authority as a danger to shipping. The Lady of Avenel is an unusual name for a ship. It came from one of Walter Scott's novels, The Monastery, in which the White Lady of Avenel was the ghost of a woman who had wasted away from a broken heart, waiting in vain for her husband who had gone off to war, never to return. It was her ship. It bore her name. At Bridlington, they were changing her ship, the ship that bore her name, until it was practically unrecognisable. They had to leave. Leave her ship. Leave the Lady of Avenel. That was a coastal story. I'm Charlie Connolly. The third and final story of this Halloween trilogy of tales will be available from tomorrow morning. Don't forget to rate and review Coastal Stories where you can, and subscribe if you don't already. Until tomorrow then.